Today's daf is Menachas daf Ayin Beis, and we will begin two lines from the top of daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. So the Gemara is continuing to discuss the halachas of the Karban Omer. So again, the Karban Omer was a Karban Mincha, and it's for that reason it's discussed in detail in Mesechtes Menachas, not in Mesechtes Zvachim. It was brought Mimachras HaShabbos, which we have a Mesoira meant the second day of Pesach. So Shabbos is the first day Pesach, Mimachras HaShabbos would be the second day Pesach. So the second day Pesach, this Karban that was made primarily of Sa'orim was brought, and the significance was twofold. Number one, it was a carbon like all carbonists. Number two, it was mata the Tevuah Chadasha. So the Torah says very clearly that until the carbon Omer was brought, it was aser for the Yidden to eat from the new crops that had grown. This is Chodesh Nisan, this is when the new crops are ready to be eaten. Stating that, the Torah says that before you eat from the new crops, you have to bring the Karban Omer. We mentioned for a Meir Simcha, and really it's mashman that way very much in the Psukim, that the idea of the Karban Omer was very similar to the concept of Truma and Meiser, to the concept of Bikurim, Chala. The idea is the Reishis is always supposed to be given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Reishis is supposed to be given to the Kayanim, to the Mizbeach, and that's the idea with the Omer as well. Before you eat from the Tfuah Chadasha, the first thing that was meant to be done was to take from what was harvested and give it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of a Karban Mincha. Now, there are many mitzvahs that were associated directly and indirectly with the Karban Omer. You had the Hakrov of the Karban Omer. You have the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. Sfiras HaOmer was counting down until another Karban Mincha was brought, the Mincha Chadasha, also known as the Shtei Halech. One of the mitzvahs was the Ketzira itself. So, cutting the Se'orim that was going to be used for the Karban Omer was in and of itself a mitzvah. And in fact, it was done in a very ceremonious way. The Mishnah said earlier in the parak, it was done Matzoy Yantif, so the night before the Karban was going to be brought, Leil Tezayin, the Kayhanim would go out, and three Kayhanim, and the Am played a role in it. Whoever was walking distance or horse and buggy distance was very much encouraged to attend. It was done with a lot of fanfare. The reason was Lahoitzi mi liban shalah by Susan, all sugyas that we had previously discussed. But one of the things that are noiveya from the fact that the ketzira was a mitzvah was that you were not even allowed to do ketzira with any tefuah before the ketziras mitzvah was done. So before the ketzira was done with the Tefuah Chadasha, there was an iser to do any ketzira for a mundane man. So not only was it aser to eat from the Tefuah Chadasha before the Karban Omer was brought, it was aser to harvest the Tefuah Chadasha. It was aser to do ketzira from the Tefuah Chadasha before the ketziras mitzvah was done. Stating that, the Mishnah Daf Ayin Aleph mentioned certain exceptions to the rule. Three of the exceptions mentioned in the Mishnah was v'koitzer mepnei netiyos. You are allowed to be koitzer from the Tefuah Chadasha, mipnei netiyos, mipnei beis ha'avel, mipnei bitul beis medrash. So what does mipnei netiyos mean? So Rashi, in the Mishnah, said two pshatim. Rashi said that what it means is that you have an ilan, or a young sapling, and next to it is wheat. That wheat you'd be allowed to cut. And Rashi said two pshatim. One pshat Rashi said is because the whole iser to cut from the Tefuah before the mitzvah's ketzira was done is only because the first ketzira is supposed to be done l'shem the Karban Omer. It's for that reason, says Rashi, and it's really based on a Gemara, that the iser relates only to Tefuah that you were allowed to use for the Karban Omer. And being that Tefuah that grows next to these ilanos was pasul for the Karban Omer. It's for that reason you didn't have the ketzira. So Pashat says Rashi, the reason there's no iser to be koitzer mepnei netiyos, because this tefuah anyways won't be able to use for the Karban Mincha. Rashi said another pshat, and that is that when the Mishnah says koitzer mepnei netiyos, it's because you're worried there may be an iser kalayim. And mepnei the iser kalayim, it's for that reason you're allowed to do it. Mepnei beis ha'avo, mepnei bitul beis medrash is referring to an interesting metzias that is not very prevalent bizmanenu, but what happened if there was a beis ha'avo and there was nowhere to sit? And somebody comes, the ha'avo, to sit down, and Rashi says they used to make the Sudas Havra, Berchay Vayir, and somewhere in the middle of the city they're looking for a place where the Avelim can sit. They can't sit on a chair, so they're going to sit on the ground. So you let it be Kaitzer, Tvua, so there'll be place for the Avelim to sit. And the base Medrash is the same thing. If the standing room only in the base Medrash, and they're trying to clear off more area for the Olam to be able to sit and learn, so you let it be Kaitzer. So it was Mutter, Mipnei Hanatiyais, Mipnei Beis Avo, Mipnei Bito Beis Medrash. So the Gemara, my time, Ketzircha, Mamarachman, Mitzvah. Because the pasuk that teaches me that you're not allowed to be koitzer before the mincha was brought is reishis ketzirchem al hakoyin. The reishis ketzirchem is the one that's going to be used for the korban mincha. Thus, till that ketzirah was done, you're not allowed to do any other ketzirah. But the lashon pasuk is ketzirchem, and we learn from there it's only if it's ketzirchem that there's a halacha that the reishis has to go to the kohen. But let's say the ketzirah is not ketzirchem; it's ketzir mitzvah. Then there's no halacha that it's going to be also. It's for that reason. Now, we understand why the reason of the Gemara of Ktsir Chamamara Kaman of Aloy Ktsir Mitzvah works. Because if the Ktsir is being done for a Beis Avil, it's Ktsir Mitzvah. If it's being done Mipnei Bittel Beis Medrash, then also it's Ktsir Mitzvah. What about Koitzer Mipnei Anitiyos? That's really totally in Rashi's Tub Shatim. According to Rashi's second shot, that Koitzer Mipnei Anitiyos is because of the Isser Kalayim. Again, it's being done for the purpose of Mitzvah. Thus, it doesn't fall into the Isser of Reishas Ktsirchem. If it's because of a separate cheshbin, that the reason there's no Isser is because the Isser only relates to Tfuah that's going to be kosher to use as the Karbon Mincha, and you're anyways not allowed to use that Tfuah. So then you'd have to say, when the Gemara says Ktsir Cham Amar Achmana B'Loi Ktsir Mitzvah, it's not really explaining all three halachas of the Mishnah, it's only explaining the latter two. The Mishnah says, V'Liyasa Krichos, that even in the event that you're going to do ktira, such as b'pnei anetiyos, b'pnei beisav, b'pnei beisamedrash, or any other exception to the rule, but you should do it with a shinui. What you shouldn't make bundles of it. So do the ktira and then just leave it there. But don't start making bundles. Don't work too much with it. Pashup shad, you want to make a shinui, even though it's okay to do it, but don't do it in the ordinary fashion. Says the Gemara, my time at the Kamad Efshut Loi Tarchin. Don't be matriach more than you have to. Mitzvahs ha'oimer, lahavi min ha'kama. The Mishnah said, the mitzvahs ha'oimer was to bring it from the kama. As the Pasuk says, me hachel chermesh ba'kama. So the katchila, you were supposed to take tefuah that was standing, the kohen would go, you'd be kaitzer it, like the Mishnah described in detail, and then from that sairim, you would bring the karban mincha. But the Mishnah says it's only the katchila. B'di'eved, if they didn't have any kama to bring for the karban mincha, then it's okay. You can take already from the bundles, if there's something just lying on the ground, that's also okay. So the Gemara Tanu Rabbanon, v'imtakriv minchas bikurim, it says in Parshas Vayikra, v'imtakriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem. And we've already seen many times here, the sixth parak of Masechtas Menachos, that pasuk that describes a minchas bikurim is referring to the karban mincha. Like we said earlier, it's a mincha, but it's a minchas bikurim. It says the word takrim. Fisha mitzvah like melahavi menakama. Being that the mitzvah is the katchila to bring the carbon oimer from the kama. Minayin shem leimatzav menakama yavim mena oimrim. How do you know that if you couldn't find from the kama, then it's okay to bring from oimrim? It's okay to bring bundles. It doesn't have to be mehachel chermesh bakama. That's only on the lekatchila level, but it's not ma'akiv tamaloimer takriv. That's l'rabbis that it's okay. That even if it's not coming, you can bring it. Davarach, another thing that's learned out from Takriv, Visha mitzvah lahavi min alach, there's a mitzvah lekatchila that the tefuah should be lach. It was learned out from the word karmel. Remember the Gemara, you darshan the word karmel, it's an acronym, karmel, but karmel taught me that we learn that it's supposed to be lach. How do you know it's only lekatchila? But b'di'eved, it doesn't have to be lach. Talmud leimer, again, takriv mikomaka. Davarach, a third thing that we learn from Takriv, Visha mitzvah lekatchila, being that lekatchila, the tziru was done when Belel Tezayin Nisan Minayim Shem Niktzav Yem Kasha. How do you know that it doesn't have to be at night? How do you know it could be done during the day as well? Visha Doiches HaShabbos. How do you know that it's even Doiches HaShabbos? Talmud Loimer Takriv. It says Takriv Tzindritim. Well, actually, it says it only one time. But it's the third drasha that we learn now from the word Takriv, and we learn from there Takriv Kol Shehu. Takriv mikol makoim, takriv afilu b'shabes, takriv afilu b'tumah. So takriv koshu teaches me that it doesn't matter whether it was kama or whether it was oimrim, if it was standing, if it was bundles, koshu. Just bring it. It's always b'di'evit going to be okay. Takriv mikol makoim, so Rashi says means that even if you're going to bring it from a faraway place, in which case it won't be lach anymore by the time you bring it into the Beis HaMikdash. So it's going to come out. You're not being makriv lach. Mikomak, you bring it from anywhere. It doesn't matter. It's not, it has to be from Eretz Yisrael. But as long as it's from Eretz Yisrael, even if it's not in Yerushalayim, Rashi says, so by the time it arrives, it's not going to be lach anymore. It's not going to be moist anymore. Nobody cares. B'di'eved, it's fine, mikomakim. And Takriv teaches me, it doesn't matter if it's Shabbos, if it's Tumah, or B'yayim, like is Mavur in the Braisa. In all of the aforementioned cases, it's going to be okay. So before we start the next Gemara, which is really going to take us until the end of the Perek, so we'll just speak out a little bit of raid, a little prematurely, at the earlier part of the Daf. And that is two Haras. First Har is, the Gemara said that, although it's also to do Ktsira, before the Ktsira mitzvah of the Karbon Omer, but at the same time, Koitzrim b'bnei anetiyos, b'bnei beisa'ov, And the reason is because the only ktsira that's also is a ktsira of hedyet. Ktsir chem omarachmono. So if it's your ktsira, that's also. But if it's a ktsir mitzvah, such as mebnei anetiyos, according to Rashi's second shot on the Mishnah, that it's mebnei kalayim, or if it's mebnei besa ovum, mebnei besa medrash, it's related to mitzvah. It's not a frivolous ktsira. In that case, the issa doesn't apply. Ktsir chem omarachmono, v'loi ktsir mitzvah. In the chaschinuch, in mitzvah shin beis, it's ois vav, says, shamati makshin. I heard a veltz kasha, and the kasha bothers me, because the kasha l'chayr hotnish kanfis. It really doesn't start. And the background to the kasha is a toisvis that we spoke out a lot of read about in the beginning of the Masechta, toisvis, Masechta's Kedushin, daflam and ches. The Gemara, the context is, a machloikis tanoim, whether when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael in Chodesh Nisan, that first year, did they eat matzah? Or did they not eat matzah? And the Gemara says, the mandam and shas that holds that they couldn't eat matzah. And the reason is, because all the tefuah that was in Eretz Yisrael at the time was chadash. And as a result, they didn't have any tefuah from which they would be able to make matzah. And being that everything was going to be chadash, they couldn't bring the karb mincha. There was no way for them to be able to eat from the tefuah chadasha. Thus, they weren't able to eat matzah. Tosfos and Kedushin Lamechasam Aleph brings from the Yerushalmi that says, I don't understand. Lama lo yachlu matzah mechadash. V'yavi yasei deber of teichlu matzahs v'yidcha lois yasei dechadash. Why can the yasei of achilas matzah deber of teichlu matzahs be doicha the lois yasei of chadash? Chadash is a lois yasei. Matzah is an yasei. Yasei is doicha lois yasei. So break the Yerushalmi, the obvious question. They couldn't eat matzah because of the issa chadash. Let that say of matzah be doicha the lois of chadash. And the Yerushalmi says two very important terutzim. First, Teretz, the Yerushalmi says, is the ein asay the koydim hadibur, doicha lois asay the achar hadibur. And being that the asay of matzah was koydim hadibur, it's in Parshas Boy, it's before Matan Torah, and the lois asay of chadash is laachar hadibur, it's in Parshas Emor, asay the lifnei hadibur is not doicha lois asay the laachar hadibur. A big yisoid. Inami. The Yerushalmi says, "Yeishloim ad gzeira k'sayis rishon atu gzeira sheni." That there was a gzeira. Elchanami, the first achilas k'sayis be'erav toichlo matzah yimim mekayim a mitzvah. What about the second k'sayis? For the second k'sayis, ready not. So we were gozer k'sayis rishon atu gzeira sheni. Mashal amad of a doyim. The Gemara says in Yibam and stuff chavam and aleph that by chayv elavim there's no yibum. Why not? Because even though the assay of yibum yivam yovel would be doicha whatever lois assay we're discussing, but gzeira be'er rishon atu be'er shniyah. The assay is only the be'er rishon. It's not to be a shniyah. If you remember, early in the Masechta, we spoke out the Shagas Arias Kasha. He says, "Bishloim by Arayas, we're nafshin shal adam mechamdasan or misavasan." So to tell a person, "Be a rishayin is mutter, be a shniyah is aser." So it makes sense that Chachamu would make a gzera, be a rishayin or to be a shniyah. But achila, the taiv is not on the same level. So meicha tesi freik the Shagas Arias, you should say gzera gzayas rishayin atu gzayas shein. At the time, we also spoke at another teretz to Yerushalmi's kasha, a teretz nifla from the Avni Nezer, where the Avni Nezer says that matzah really has a dual purpose. Matzah is a regular mitzvah, erev teichlo matzah, it's a mitzvah put on tefillin. There's a mitzvah to eat matzah, but matzah is also machshirei karbon, because the karbon pesach had to be eaten al matzos umeroyim. And the Gemara says in Masechtas Pesachim that all machshirei karbon have the halachas of a karbon. So any halacha that relates to a karbon is going to be true for machshirei karbon as well. Being that by a karbon there's halacha mimashki Yisrael, that you're not allowed to put something on the Mizbeach that's also Lachilas Yisrael. So the halacha of Mimashki Yisrael, Taina Davni Nezer, would apply to matzah as well. Because being that matzah is Machshirei Karbon, and by your Karbon you have the halacha of Mimashki Yisrael, Mimel you can have the halacha of Mimashki Yisrael by matzah as well. So how are you going to go ahead now, Taina Davni Nezer, and eat the matzah of Chadash? L'cheira, if you're eating the matzah of Chadash, you're running into a Mimashki Yisrael. But again, this is all raid we spoke about earlier in the Masechta. I heard a kasha. As was will be Yerushalmi. Shami's asking that what was the problem? There's a mandama that holds that he couldn't eat matzah when he came in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because it was an issa chadash. Frek to Yerushalmi, I could work it out. I say lois asay. Let asay be doicha the lois asay. Frek the minchaschinuch, or he says I heard a kasha that bishleim ed achila. I say doicha lois asay. But there's another issa that permeates these dafim that we're learning right now. And that is, there's an issa ktsira. So being that there's an issa ktsira, so said the Minchas Chinuch, I saw the Makna asks the kasha, shamati makshin, that l'chayra, What was the Yerushalmi's havamina? And a chenami, the Yerushalmi can make it work mitzad the isra achila. But what about the isra ketir? And for that, you can't say asay dechalay sasay, because asay dechalay sasay only works if it's beidna. That's not going to be beidna, because at the time that you're doing the ketira of the tefuah, so that you should be able to make matzah with this tefuah chadasha, you're already over the isra ketira and you have no mitzvah. So b'shas achila when you're over the isra chadash and a chenami beidne you mekayim the mitzvah the erev teichlo matzahs. So for that, it's a good kasha. Say asay dechalay sasay, but Frecht, the Welt, says the Mechaz Chinuch. I heard a kasha, that how's that going to answer the Ketzirah? But the Mechaz Chinuch says the kasha is a toyus. The reason it's a toyus is because it is Gemara. The Gemara said, Ketzir chamam rachman of a leik tzir mitzvah. Being that if the Ketzirah was being done, l'shem mitzvahs matzah, it would have been done. It's not worse than ketzira for a base oval or for a base medrash. That even though it's not, you're not being mekayim a mitzvahs esei day raisa with that ketzira, but you're doing it for a mitzvah. I mean that you're doing it for a mitzvah, it's not considered ketzirchem. And it's only ketzirchem that's also, but ketzir mitzvah is not going to be also. So it says in Mechaz Chinuch, it's poshet that l'anias daiti, the kasha, the toy says he sing terutz into this kasha, and it's all, in his opinion, in vain. Because the kasha fank nishton, it's not ketzirchem, and if it's not ketzirchem, it's poshet that the isser is not going to apply. That's the first order. The second order is the Gemara mentioned different halachas that are learned out from the word takrif. It says v'im takrif minchas bikurim l'Hashem, and from the word takrif we learn out that even though the Torah says may hachel chermesh bekama, doesn't have to be bakama, and even though l'katchila it's supposed to be karmel, meaning it's supposed to be lach, it doesn't have to be lach. Takrif koshu, takrif mikol makim, and not just that, takrif bayoin, takrif b'shabbos, takrif b'tumah, a whole bunch of words that are learned out from the word takrif. It's interesting, there's a Torah's koyanim in Parshas Emor, in the context of the Minchas HaOmer, and the Torah's koyanim says a very big chiddush. It says, Ve'heinav es HaOmer lefnei Hashem, Omer tenufa, Omer shmoi, little sasum, but clearly what the Teres Khan is trying to say is that the carbon oimer had to be brought, and you weren't able to force the tzibur to go ahead and bring the carbon oimer. And really, it's a very big chiddush, because we know the Gemara says in Masechtas Rosh Hashanah, Davavim and Aleph, and it's really Gemara in many places in Shas, Yaakov oisoi, melamed shekoifen oisoi, yochub al karchoi, tamaloi meritzoinoi, hokei tzad koifen oisoi, achiyoi meritzoni. And everybody knows the Gemara. It's true for karbonos, it's true for other mitzvahs as well. In fact, there's a famous Tais Rosh Hashanah, Davavim and Aleph, a Tais says, why do I need Yaakov oisoi, meritzoinoi, which is a pasuk in the beginning of Parshas Vayikra to tell me koifen oisoi, achiyoi meritzoni when it comes to bringing a carbon, if it's true by all mitzvahs. But the bottom line is that koifen oisoi, achiyoi meritzoni. Again, the Teres Kayanim and says that that's only true when it comes to Shar Karbonis. But by the Karbon Oimer, there's no Allah of Kaifen Oisachi Emer Reitzani. When it comes to the Karbon Oimer, it has to be Lutzoinchem. The only time you're going to be Chayiv is if the Yidden want to do it Mitzoinim. But if they're not interested in doing it mitzoinam, there's no halacha that a bezin can force someone to be megarish anisha, bezin can force someone to sit in a sukkah, to take a lulav, to put on tefillin. They can certainly force someone that's chayv to bring a carbon to bring a carbon. But the carbon aim is an exception to the rule. Pashup shat, zochtim in chas chinuch, also in mitzvah shinbeis, is pashup the psukim. Because when the pasuk talks about the carbon aimer, so the pasuk says, v'heinef es ha'oimer lefnei Hashem, lirtzoinchem, mimachas ha'shabes yinifenu ha'koy. The makar of koifen oisa achiyemer roitzani is the pasuk in the beginning of Parashas Vayikra, where the Torah says, right in the beginning, im oilu karbonim in abako zochet tamen yakrivenu, el pesach oil moyed yakriv oisoi, lirtsoinoi lefnei Hashem. So Yakriv Oisai teaches me Balkarcha. Lertzoinoi teaches me Achiyemer Roitzani. But by Shar Karbonis, the Karbon Oila, for example, where it says Yakriv Oisai Lertzoinoi, so there's Aloch of Koyven Oisai Achiyemer Roitzani. But by the Karbon Oima, it doesn't say the word Yakriv. What it says, Vehenev Esa Oima Lefnei Hashem Lertzoinchem. I mean that it says Lertzoinchem, and it doesn't say Yakriv. It doesn't say Yakriv. So there's no Aloch of Balkarcha. There's no Aloch of Koyven Oisai Achiyemer Roitzani. So Muscharishan, it's interesting, because we just learned the Gemara that learned out five halachas from the word takrif that it says by the carbon oimer. It says v'minchas v'takrif minchas bikurim, and we learn from this so many different halachas that kam is not ma'akiv and lach is not ma'akiv and tum and shabbos are not ma'akiv. And here we have a teres kayin. The minchas chinuch says it's pasha. Shan and teres kayin. That's a yakrif. Shar karbanos says yakrif. Yakrif oisai is the makar of kayven oisai. But by the minchas oimer, doesn't say the word yakrif. All it says is the second part. It says the lertzoinoi. It says lefnei Hashem lertzoinchem. Thus, from there we learn that it has to be lertzoinoi. But the teretz is pashut. The teretz is that although it says the word takriv by the carbon mincha, but it says it in a different pasuk. Meaning, this pasuk, the heinav es ha'omer lefnei Hashem lertzoinchem, is in Parshas Emor. The word takriv is in Parshas Vayikra. And takriv minchas bikurim l'Hashem. So you have the word takriv in Parshas Vayikra. You have the word l'tzoyichem in Parshas Ne'amar. I guess we don't put these words together. You have to know Hilchas Drushas a little bit better. But in Parshas Vayikra, where the Torah said in the same breath, Yakriv oisoy l'tzoyinoy l'fnei Hashem. So Yakriv oisoy l'tzoyinoy teaches me, Yakriv oisoy koifin oisoy l'tzoyinoy achayim eroitzani. But over here, we have the word in takriv, in Parshas Vayikra, and then you have L'Tzoinchem in Parshas Emor, although both Psukim are talking about the Karban Emor, but it's not together in the same breath, though. Although we learned so many halachas from the word Takriv, we don't learn this halacha. And there's no halacha of Yakriv Oisai, Melamed, Shekoifen Oisai when it comes to the Karban. But the question is, why not? So the truth is, if you look in the Rashmi Shans, in his Pirush, on the Teres Kainim, the Rashmi Shans says, a gevaldig chiddush. He says, "Ki gnayhu lekarbon tzibur li is karbon behechrach." It's a gnay for a carbon tzibur to be brought behechrach. It'd be very mashman the Rashmi Shans that he understood that it's not halach in carbon oimer; it's halach in all carbon tzibur. So even though there's a halach of kaifen ois achiyemir roitzani, kaifen ois achiyemir roitzani is only true for carbon yachid. It's not going to be true for a carbon tzibur. But the Michas Chinuch doesn't bring the Rashmi Shans, but when he discusses this Torah's Kayanim, he assumes for a Dover Pashat that that's not that way. He says it's Pashat that they were Kaifen, Fatmidim, and Musafin. I saw in the Michas Chinuch on the bottom, they bring Shechen Kosav HaChofetz Chaim in his Lakutei Halachas. So apparently, the Michas Chinuch and the Chofetz Chaim both assume that the Halach of Kaifen is a Shem and Reutzen, he applies to Karbonis Sibur as well. It's not like a Mefurish Rashmi Shans. But if that's the case, why should the Karbon Omer be different than any other Karbonis? So Michas Chinuch says that he found that the Magen Avraham, in his Sefer Zayis Ranon, asks this kasha. And the Magen Avraham says a chiddush. He says that Kaifen Oisa you only do when you're afraid that the person is not on his own going to do what needs to be done. So if you see a person doesn't want to put on tefillin, Kaifen Oisa, you're forced to put on tefillin. Somebody doesn't want to divorce his wife, and pi halacha he's supposed to. So there's a concept of Kaifen Oisa. Achiyeh Meroitzani, we force him to do it. But let's say there's something you know for sure the person's going to do. So there's no reason to be Kaifen Oisa, right? What's the point? You don't have to be Kaif for someone to do something that you know he's anyways going to do. Says the Magen Avraham, there's no way the Yidden are not going to bring the Karban Omer because you're not allowed to eat the Tfuah Chadash until the Karban Omer was brought. So mean that you can't bring the Karban Omer, you can't eat the Tfuah Chadash until the Karban Omer, they're going to bring it. Lo Yisrashlu, says the Magen Avraham. So the Magen Avraham says, Pashut, why they weren't Kaifen Oisai. They weren't Kaifen Oisai because there was no Chashash that the Karban Omer wasn't going to be brought. Says the Minchas Chinuch, a Dover Nifla, a classic Minchas Chinuch. He says, from this Magen Avraham, I learned the Dover Chadash. You know why? Because at first glance, I don't understand the Magen Avraham. He says, why not? So let me ask you a question. We know, Bismach Beis HaMikdash Kayim, you weren't allowed to eat from the Tfuah Chadash until the Karban Omer was born. What about today? Today there's no Tfuah. Today there's no Karban Omer. So what's the halacha? So we learned the Gemara together. We learned the whole sugya, Daf Samaches, where the Gemara says, today it's L'Katchilo, it was Heir Pnei Mizrach, Rabbi Yochim and Zakkai, made a takana, Meir Yibara Beis HaMikdash, Ishtakit, together with the takana of Arava. Right, we spoke about all this. But the point is that Rabbi Yochim, today the halacha is you can't eat it on Yom Tezayin. But by Yud Zayin, for sure, the Gemara says there was some Mahadrin and Chutz Laretz, they were worried about Sveika de Yoma. But the point is that Mi'ikra Din, by Yud Zayin, Nisan, for sure you're allowed to eat from the Karban Omer. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what about Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim? If they didn't bring the Karban Omer, you smack the child. This is hashtag classic Minchas Chinuch. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, if they didn't bring the Karban Omer, did you have the halach of Heir Pnei Mizrach? Did you have the halach of Atzam HaYom HaZeh? That by Yud Zayin you're allowed to? Or no, that's a halacha when you can't bring the Karban Omer. When you can't bring the Karban Omer, then there's halacha, Yud Zayin, you're allowed to eat from the Tfuah HaKadosha. But Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, where it's physically possible to bring the Karban Omer, maybe you don't have that halacha. So says the Minchas Chinuch, I don't know, I could eat two tzadim. He says, in this Magen Avraham, there's a gevaldig geis. See, the Magen Avraham understood it one way. Because if you're going to tell me that by Yud Zayin, even Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, a man of Shachil Arabin, so why is it so posh to the Magen Avraham that they're for sure going to bring the Karban Omer? He said, they're for sure going to bring it. You don't have to force them. Why? Because they want to eat from the Tfuah Chadasha. What do you mean? By tomorrow you can eat from the Tfuah Chadasha. What's at stake is one day. So for one day, for a Shamu'ete, says the Michas Chinuch, it was so posh to the Magen Avraham that they're going to bring the carbon. Maybe they say, you know what? We're lazy. It's too complicated. By Susim. I don't know. There may be a cheshbon why they're not going to want to do it. They're going to say, wait till tomorrow. Farting. You don't have to. So to Michas Chinuch, it's mashma that the Magen Avraham understood that Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, there was no halacha about that. Bizman Shabbos HaMikdash Kayim, you had to bring the carbon. And if you didn't bring the carbon, it wasn't going to be Shaykh. If it wasn't going to be Shaykh, he just has one Ara, which he says maybe is a little bit of a riot. Just leave you with this Ara, and that's it. This is Bekitzer in the end of Simon Mitzvah Shin Beis, if you want to look it up. But then he sends you to what? He was Meirich in this in Mitzvah Shin Gimel, and over there he brings that the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Dav Zayin Amid Beis, Mesechtes Rosh Hashanah begins Arba'a Rosh Hashanah. And the Gemara asks the Kasha, that why didn't the Mishnah mention a fifth Rosh Hashanah and a sixth Rosh Hashanah? The Mishnah should have said that Tez Zayin Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Tefuah HaChadashah. And then the Mishnah should have said that Shavuos is Rosh Hashanah for the Tefuah HaChadashah in the Beis HaMikdash. As I figured tomorrow, Tez Zayin Nisan, they brought the carbon item. It was matted the Tefuah HaChadashah. So I have a fifth Rosh Hashanah. And they brought the Shtei Alechem on Shavuos, which was matted the Tefuah HaChadashah in the Beis HaMikdash. So I have now a sixth Rosh Hashanah. It's a Gemara's Kasha. Figured the Gemara, it should say five, it should say six. And the Gemara says two Terutzim. Rav Shesha said that you want to know why it's not fair is because it's true that Tez Zayin Nisan was a Rosh Hashanah for the Tefuah HaChadashah, but it required a Maisa. And something that requires a Maisa like Katan, you had to do something, you had to bring the Karban Omer. But being that you had to bring the Karban Omer, that freaked him, Chaschenoch, half of a fellow. And he says, Shuv Matsasi, that Shagas Aryeh asks his Kasha in Turi Evans. This is like the most Geshmak array possible. Chaschenoch, Shagas Aryeh. He says, L'chayre, what's going on here? Enechanami, Tez Zayin Nisan, Rosh Hashanah with Tefuah HaChadashah would have to be Al Yudei Maisa. What about Yud Zayin Nisan? By Yud Zayin Nisan, even if they didn't bring the Karban Omer, l'chera at that point, you'd be able to eat it. Pasha because of the day. So if Tainat the Shagas Aryeh and Zokta Minchas Chinuch, the Vazok the Gemara, that the reason the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Mishnah that everybody knows, Arba Rosh Hashanah Meim, Freik the Gemara, let it say five, that Te Zayin Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the Tefuah HaChadashah and for the Gemara, no, because it needs a Maisa. You need to bring the Karban Omer. Freik the Shagas Aryeh, that's true, you have to bring the Karban Omer. That's if you want to eat it on Te Zayin. But what if you mask him to eat it on Yud Zayin, then l'chayu you don't need the Karban Omer anymore. So if you don't need the Karban Omer anymore, then let the Mishnah say Yud Zayin. Maybe there's a riot in Magen Avraham. Maybe there's a riot that when there was a Beis HaMikdash, which is of course the ideal circumstances, when you could bring the Karban Omer, then tez Yud Zayin. Yud Zayin is halach in Golos. That's as a hilchah. So when the Yidin are in Golos, and then there's something called Yud Zayin. There's something called at Etzem Hayoyim Hazeh, Heyer Pnei Mizrach, Takonos Rivachim and Zakai, etc., etc. But Bezman Shebeis HaMikdash Kayim's Nidokan Yud Zayin. All there is the Karban Omer. And the Karban Omer is not a din in Tez Zayin, it's the Maisa. But Mamel, it's not a Rosh Hashanah. It's not a Rosh Hashanah, you don't have Tez Zayin, you don't have Yud Zayin. But again, regardless, why are we speaking about this? Because we're digressing. But the point is that we had a whole Gemara that talks about Takriv, in Siddur, Torah's Kodem, that says that even though ordinarily Yakriv Vaisai Lurtsoinai, Malamacha Koyfenai Sachiyemi writes it, but when it comes to the Minchas Omer, it doesn't say Yak, doesn't say Yakriv. That's today's daf. Takriv. B'churil, Pashur Pshad is based on the fact that there it's in the same pasuk, here it's in two different parshias. Regardless, we have a lot more Gemara to learn. Zok the Gemara, Nikse Bayoyim Kosh. The Mishnah said that even though Likatchil, the Ksira was supposed to be done by Tzoy Yartif, but B'dieved, it could be done during the day as well. Faith the Gemara is the actual time we learned to the Mishnah. Mishnah Mesachas Megillah. Kol Alayi L'Kosh Alik Tziras HaOymer U'Lehek Techalov and Veibarim. So ordinarily, Avodis that were done in the Beis HaMikdash were done during the day. But the Mishnah mentions two notable exceptions, two avodas that were done at night. One is the Ktzira Sa'im, very geshmak. We're learning those sugyas right now. The other one, which permeates all of Kachim, was the Aktara Seimurim. Hekta Chalov and Veivarim, the Aktara was done by Laila. Right, there's one man Dama that says that the three tefillahs that we dive in Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv are connected to Karbonos. One man Dama says, Avos Tiknon, so that's Inyan Diyayma, the Parashiyas. Hashavua. But there's another mandam that says that it's keneged the karbonah. Shachris is keneged the tamid shal shachar. Minchas keneged the tamid shal bein arbayim. The vulnagoyin. It's the minchas nesachim of the tamid shal bein arbayim. And mayriv is keneged the haktaras emurim. The hektach halovim, the evarim, that was done balayos. So the Mishnah says that kol ayoyim is kosher for the avoidus that have to be done during the day. And kol alayil is kosher for the mitzvahs balayil. What are the mitzvahs? Ktziras ha'oymer and the haktaras emurim. Zeh. Then the Mishnah continues. The Mishnah mentions Yoim, the Mishnah mentions Lailo, Madiyim, Balailo, just like the things that have to be done during the day, such as Shchita, Kabbalah, Hilacha, Zrika, they can't be done by Lailo. Bechura, after Lailo, B'yoim Namiloi. It shouldn't be mashma that things that have to be done at night can't be done during the day. Oh, my rabbi said, like Kasha, Horebi, Horebi, Lazbar, Rebshim. It's true, you have a steer, our Mishnah's mashma, Ksir, Saim, it could be done during the day. And the Mishnah Mesech, Megillah's mashma, there were things that were done during the day, there were things that were done during the night. And just like the things that have to be done during the day can't be done at night, so the things at night can't be done during the day. So it's mashma then that Ktziras HaOmer can't be done during the day. Now, by the way, just to interrupt the Gemara for a moment with a very important interruption, and that is, so are you supposed to walk away that at this point the Gemara thinks that Aktaras Emurim also can't be done during the day. Right, the Mishnah said two things were done by Laila. Ktsiras Oimer and Aktaras Emurim. Oh, tomorrow it's Mashma. Oh, only by Laila, not during the day. Now, it doesn't stem with our Mishnah that says Ktsiras Oimer can be done during the day. 1 second. The Mishnah also says Aktara. Whoever said that Aktara can't be done during the day? The Chiddush of Aktara always is that it could be done at night, but that you're not allowed to do Aktara. Aktara by Yom is possible. Tais asks the Kasha. And Tosfos says, again, in Pshatova, Ayin Sham. But Asher Megel in Yoneinu, which isn't Ayin Sham, is of course Haktara Seimurim can be done during the day. When you say Haktara Seimurim can't be done during the day, if you want to run with this diuk as it relates to Haktara Seimurim, it would mean the day after. But that's Pasha. Don't walk away from this Gemara thinking that just like the Gemara was Medayik, that Ketzira Seimur can't be done during the day, that means Haktara Seimurim can't be done during the day as well. Of course Haktara could be done during the day. But the bottom line is we have a stira. We have our mission that says Ketzira Seimur is Kasha Bayoyim. And you have a mission that's Mashma. No, there are things that are kasha b'layla, the things that are kasha b'yoyim. The b'yoyim things you can't do b'layla, which suggests that the layla things you can't be done during the day. If k'siras yom is one of the layla things, it's not kasha. So is k'siras yom kasha b'yoyim or not kasha b'yoyim? I'm a rabbi like kasha, a rebbe, a rabbi's b'yoyim. It's really a machlekes tanon. It's sure it's a stira in the Mishnayos, but it's not a kasha because there's two tanon. One mission is going like rebbe, one mission is like, what's this mission? The tanon linked to the b'rayis. So hoyoyim made a makriv minchas ha'omer. If the kohen was bringing the minchas ha'omer in itmeis, and then the korban mincha became tame. If there's another mincha, omer lehava acheres tachter. So then bring the other one. The imlav, if there isn't another mincha, meaning there's nothing else to bring from, so then it's okay, right? Because the mincha is yesterday's daf, the Gemara just now, was okay to be brought betumah. Tumah hutra betzibur, tumah tchuya betzibur. So it's okay to bring the mincha so'imah, which is a carbon tzibur, afila betumah. But at the same time, they told him, havi pikeach, just be smart, ushtay, just don't talk about it. Divrei Rebbe. Now, Pashto, you read the Gemara, it sounds like this is like a covert mission. Don't talk, because really, you're not supposed to do it. Just, you know, don't ask a shayla, mefek ta shayla des trefa, right? Just don't ask any questions. That's not what the Gemara means. Because if it's not something you're allowed to do, berabin, then you wouldn't be able to be shtoik and do it either. What the Gemara means is that of course you're allowed to do it. But at the same time, we don't want people to know that the carbon is being brought petuma, pasha, because of the gzera, people won't really understand the halachas, and they're going to think that all menachas maybe can be brought petuma. So lest this come to a situation down the road, we tell it to be quiet. But the bottom line is divrei Rebbe. So what's Rebbe Shita? Rebbe Shita is if there's an option to bring another one, bring another one. If not, then just be married. No, there's no option to bring another one. You have to bring this. Because what does it mean you're going to bring another one? You're going to go do ktsira again. You can't do ktsira again. There's no option to do the ktsira again. Thus, his Rebbe said, if you could do another ktsira, do the other ktsira. If not, have it pekeach v'shtoik. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said, no, benkach u'benkach. There's no option to go ahead and do another one. Why? Because you can't do the ktsira right now. Now, the kohen's about to be makriv. So what, is it night outside or is it day outside? It's day, because you can't be makriv the karbon mincha at night. So it's during the day. Rebbe says, it's not a problem. Just do another ktsira. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon said, no, you can't do another ktsira now. Thus says, this is not machlek, it's Rebbe, Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Whether it's okay to do ktsira by yom, it's not okay to do ktsira. It's our Mishnah that says you can do ktsira by yom, is Rebbe. The Mishnah Masechtas Megillah, with Medayik, that you can't do ktsira by yom, is going according to Rav Elazar Rav Shimon. Amar Rabbi Bar Bachan, Amar Rabbi Yechon. Rav Elazar Rav Shimon, this Rav Elazar Rav Shimon that said that you can't do ktsira by yom, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Shal Aviv Amro, he was going, Beshitas Rabbi Akiva, who was Rabbi Shal Aviv. He was the Rebbe of his father. Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon's father was Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's Rebbe was Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says that after Rabbi Akiva lost his 24,000 Talmidim, he moved from the north down south, and he started all over again with 5 Talmidim. One of his Talmidim were Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So said Rabbi Bar Bachana, that I heard from Rabbi Yechanan, that Rabbi Yechanan was very excited. He said, this Chiddush Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon is very geschmack. You see that he was going like the Rebbe from his father. His father, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, is Rabbi Akiva. Man, what's this Rabbi Akiva? Akiva never said anything about the Minchas HaOmer and the Ktsira being done during the day. But Rabbi Akiva said something else. Kalom Rabbi Akiva, Kom Alach Shev Shloi Lasoi Semer of Shabbos, Eino Doiches HaShabbos. And the context is Perek Rabbi Eliezer Demila. So Perek Rabbi Eliezer Demila begins with the Machloikis Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Akiva, one of the most famous Prokem in Shas. Rabbi Eliezer says that we know Mila's Doiches HaShabbos. What about Machshirei Mila? So, for example, you let it carry the Izemel on Shabbos to do the bris milah. It's not the actual milah, it's a heksher. you let her cut a branch off a tree to make an izemel, so that you should be able to do bris milah on Shabbos. Rabbi Eliezer says, yeah. Milas deicha Shabbos and machshire milah deicha Shabbos as well. Rabbi Kiva argues. Rabbi Kiva says that milas deicha Shabbos, but the machshire milah are not deicha Shabbos. And klal lomer Rabbi Kiva, in the first mission of Perek Rabbi Eliezer de Milah, kol melacha she'ef shaloi lasloi se'me'er of Shabbos, ain't it deicha Shabbos? You could have carried these out before. The milah bismana is b'yei mashmini. You couldn't do it b'erev Shabbos. But anything that you could have done erev Shabbos, you're supposed to do with Shabbos. This is the shittas Rabbi Akiva that Rabbi Yochanan said, Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon's going like. What does that mean? Vesavala, the Gemara continues. Rabbi Yishmael, because Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon said Rabbi Yochanan held like Rabbi Yishmael. The Amak, Ksiris Ha'imir mitzvah, that the Ksiris Ha'imir is a mitzvah. The time we learned in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yishmael says, there's a pasuk in Shmoy Islam Adalit, Sheishas Yomim Tavoid, Ubayoy Mashvi Tishbois, Becharish, Uvakotzer Tishbois. And there's a machlokes Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Akiva had to understand this pasuk. Rabbi Akiva said the pasuk that says Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois is referring to Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel said the pasuk that says Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois is referring to Shabbos. A very fundamental machlokes. How to understand the pasuk in the Torah? Sheishas Yomim Tavoid Ubayoy Mashvi Tishbois is for sure talking about Shabbos. What about the Sefer Dekra? Rabbi Akiva said the Sefer Dekra, we're jumping from one Shabbos to another Shabbos. We're going from the Shabbos of the week to the Shabbos of years to Shemitah. Rabbi Shmuel said no. Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois is referring to the mitzvah of Shabbos. And even though the Lama Tess Malachas are not mentioned before in the Torah, other than Leisavaru Esh, Bechol Moish Veisechem, B'yema Shabbos, but ordinarily the Malachas aren't really mentioned in the Torah. But over here, Tanis Rabbi Yishmael, Becharish Uvakotzer Tishbois, the Torah says, Charisha Chayresh and Kaitzer, Atu Malachas, that are actually mentioned first in the Torah, according to Rabbi Yishmael. What do we, why the Torah say that? We learn a very important halach. Macharish Rishos, Avkotzer Rishos, because Chayresh is always Rishos. There's no concept of a Chayresh on mitzvah. You're never going to be chayrish in a field and you're going to say, mitzvah srichas kavana, hinini muchen mzumen, you're going to mikvah put on your gartel because I'm about to be chayrish. If you're being chayrish, you're not doing a mitzvah. There's no concept of a chayrish on mitzvah. And the Torah says, bacharish tishboi. So we learn from there that the only time that you're not allowed to do malacha is if it's a malacha of rishos. But if it's a malacha of mitzvah, then it's okay. For example, by katzer, it is shaykh a mitzvah. Yotze, ksira aim is mitzvah. Ksira aim is mitzvah. Bottom line is, what we need from here, if we have time, we'll speak out some rate about this later. But what we need from here right now is that Ktsira Sa'omer is a mitzvah and it's Doiche Shabbos. That's the punchline according to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Shmuel holds Ktsira Sa'omer is Doiche Shabbos. Rabbi Akiva held that Kol Malacha She'ef Shloi La'Sloi Samir of Shabbos ain't a Doiche Shabbos. So do the back of the envelope arithmetic. If Ktsira Sa'omer is Doiche Shabbos, who holds that? Rabbi Shmuel in Makis Tavches Becharish Vakas Tishbois. If the halacha is that any malacha that you could do before Shabbos is not Teicha Shabbos, who holds that? That's Rabbi Akiva, beginning of Paragraph Lezer de Milo. So what does that mean? That means then that Ktsira Sa'imer has to be done bismana. It can't be done Erev Shabbos in the event that the Zman to do the Ktsira Sa'imer falls out on Shabbos. Because if you're going to tell me that Ktsira Sa'imer can be done before, it can be done after, it's not ma'akiv that it's done bismana, then why is it Teicha Shabbos? So it said, Rabbi Yechanan, you want to know, Rabbi Yechanan, that said, Ksira Soimer has to be done Dafka Bismani, can't be done Shaloi Bismani, because he held, like Rabbi Yishmael, that Ksira Soimer is Teicha Shabbos. And he also held, like Rabbi Akiva, who was his father's Rebbe, who held that the only time something's Teicha Shabbos is if it was impossible to do it before Shabbos. So Milo Bisman is Teicha Shabbos. But the Hechshir Milo, which didn't have to be done on Shabbos, is not Teicha Shabbos. If Ksira Soimer is Teicha Shabbos, what does that mean? That means it has to be done on Shabbos. It means it has to be done Bismani. Because if you don't Shloim Bismano, then you're not going to have that halacha. And the Gemara says it inside. Let's see. If you're going to tell me that Ksira could be done, even Shloim Kimitzvah, it doesn't have to be done Bismani. Am I Dachi Shabbos? Niktre Me'erev Shabbos? Elamid the Dachi Shabbos? Shema Mina Nikta Shloim Kimitzvah? Possible. Very, that's pshat in Rabbi Lozer Bar Rabbi Shimon. Says the Gemara. The Rebbe laughed Talmidei Rabbi Shimon. Who, and the Gemara asks such a geshmak and kasha that unfortunately we don't have time to talk about. But the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan said very geshmak. He said, pshat in Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon is pasha. Because it's Rabbi Akiva. What does Rabbi Lozer have to do with Rabbi Akiva? It's his father's Rebbe. Fake the Gemara. Rebbe was a Talmud of Shimon Bar Yochai. Which means that Rabbi Akiva was Rebbe's Rebbe. Right? So he was Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Shimon's father's Rebbe. He was Rebbe's Rebbe. Right? Rebbe's Rebbe. But the point is that if that's the case, then L'chaira, how could Rebbe not hold what Rebbe's Rebbe Shimon holds? Once we establish that in the world of Rabbi Akiva, it's Pashit, that Ktsira Sa'imer has to be done Bezmanoi, because if it's Teicha Shabbos, must be that it has to be done Bezmanoi, how could Rebbe argue? If Rebbe argues, that means he's arguing with his Rebbe's Rebbe. Now, it's a very big Kiddush, because what, Rebbe's not allowed to argue with his Rebbe? So, first of all, it's Alach and Shulchan Aruch. I meant to bring the Shulchan Aruch with me. It's in Yeridei, Simen, Reish, Mem, Beis. The Mechaber, the Ramah, says clearly that even though that when a person argues with his Rebbe, there's a whole way to do it, and you can't Chalila be Meir Alach B'fnei Rabbi, and there's a whole Shulchan Aruch of how it goes down. But it's okay. At the end of the day, you're allowed to argue with your Rebbe. And the Vilna Gaon says that there's many Rayas in Shas, and his classic Raya is Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel argued. Incidentally, which is Rebbe, by the way. And Rav Shimon Gamliel was Rebbe's father. And it's interesting that the Vilna Gaon brings us also in Simon Reish Mem, and Ichas Kibbut of Aim, where the Mechaber is talking about a person arguing with his father. And there too, the Shulchan Aruch says that a person allowed to argue and learning with his father. And the Gaon says the same thing, Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel. So Rebbe and Rav Shimon Gamliel had a father-son relationship. They also had a Rebbe-Talmud relationship. But the bottom line is, it's okay. But vice versa from this Gemara, that even though it's okay, it's some sort of bidyevet. It's like the Gemara says, Rav Tanu Upali. But it's bidyevet. There's so many sugis in Shas that are predicated on Rav not shtimming with a Mishnah or Rav not shtimming with a Bris. I Rav Tanu Palik. I hear, but that's not Likatchila. See, here too, of course, Rebbe could argue with Rebbe Akiva. I mean, there's a few leaps of faith here that Rebbe, Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, Rebbe Akiva, it's even a generation removed. But the bottom line is, the Katchila, you see, it's not the right thing to do. But the Gemara says again, how do you know that Rebbe was a Talmud Reb Shimon Bar Yochai? Maybe he wasn't a Talmud. The Gemara says, Vatanya, I know it from a Braisa. I'm a Rebbe, Kshinu, the Maidim Tayyat, so Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. We were learning Tayyat by Reb Shimon Bar Yochai. Hayinu Mailon Loy Shemen Va'aluntis. We used to bring him Shemen, that's oil. Aluntis is a towel on Shabbos. Problem is you can't carry on Shabbos, so this is a real Erev in Gemara. They used to bring in Mechatza Legag, Umigag Lekarfith, Umikarfith Lekarfith Acher, Achar Magi Lamayish, because they were jumping on roofs, literally, to bring Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, his Shemen and his Aluntis. But you see that Rebbe was a Talmud Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Sok to Gemara, Sovala Kiddich to Rav Shimon. It's true, Rebbe was a Talmud Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Who was a Talmud Rabbi Akiva? And based on that, it should come out that Ksir Simon has to be Bizmane, but he holds like another Rav Shimon. Tanya, Om Rav Shimon, Boy Rei Kamech Aviv and Mitzvah B'Shaita. Take a look at how Chav and Mitzvah B'Shaita. Shavi Hektach Lavim Veivorim Kshem Kalalailo. They used to allow the Akhtaris Emurim to be Doicha Shabbos, even though it could have been done Shalei Bizmana. The teretz is, why were they being Doicha Shabbos? Because they wanted to do a Peshaita. There's a mitzvah of Chaviva Mitzvah Peshaita. So Erech Hanami, he holds, like Rabbi Akiva, that in theory, there's an idea that anything you could have done not on Shabbos is not Doicha Shabbos. But being that by the Ktzir So'imer, there is a concept of Shaita, right? There's a big difference between doing Ktzir So'imer, Bilel Tezayin, versus bringing the Izemel on Shemini. There's no inyan of bringing the Izemel on Shemini. You can bring it on the first day, second day, third day, a year before. It doesn't matter when you prepare the messer that's going to do the Bris Milah. There's no Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. As a result, if Yekiva holds, it's not Doicha Shabbos. But over here, being that there is an inyan L'Katchila to do the Ktzir So'imer B'Shabbos, even though in theory it's not Akif, it's not like Mila Bizmani that has to be done with Yom HaShemini. It's not Makif, but there is an Indian of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. I mean that there's an Indian of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, even though he held like Rishon Ba'ichai, who held Mustama, held like Rabbi Akiva, this whole Shalshalas all works out, but at the same time, he held that Ktzir So'imer doesn't necessarily have to be Bizmani. It's Doicha Shabbos. If it doesn't have to be Bizmani, why would it be Doicha Shabbos? Because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. The Gemara says, Rav Shimon, Lo Yishmiele. What about Rav Shimon? Said Rav Shimon, no. The Rabbi Yochanan said, Lozer Rabbi Shimon knew that Ktzir So'imer has to be Bizmanah from the fact that it's Doicha Shabbos because he held like Rabbi Akiva. I, Rabbi, was just Doicha very nicely. Shani Hossam Shari Dachsa Shchita Sashabbos. No. It's true, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai said, Kama Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. And he learned it from the Hector Chalovim. That you see, the Hector Chalovim, they used to be Makriv on Friday night because there's an Indian of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita. Even though there was a way to circumvent it and they could have done it before Shabbos. But he says, there it's different because over there, when you bring in karbonis, there's so much being Doicha Shabbos anyways. The Shechita's being Doicha Shabbos. So he felt over there, Shari Doscha Shechita's a Shabbos, so it's okay to let the Haktorah be Doicha Shabbos. But the Ktsira, with this, just to frivolously allow it to be Doicha Shabbos, he didn't think Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita would be enough of a reason. Thus, must be Ktsira Samir, has to be Bezman, otherwise it wouldn't have been Doicha Shabbos. But the Gemara says, the Rebbe Hachi Nami Doscha Shechita's a Shabbos. What about Rebbe? Why doesn't Rebbe accept Rebbe Lozbar Shimon's argument? I hear. Mara says, you're right. Rebbe really has to shim with Rabbi Akiva. If it has to shim with Rabbi Akiva, isn't Rabbi Akiva a raya that Ktsira Samir has to be Bezmana? Sach the Gemara, that's all true. If Rebbe holds that Ktsira Samir was Doicha Shabbos, maybe he doesn't hold Ktsira Samir was Doicha Shabbos. Meaning, when Reichen explained Rav Lozer Rav Shimon, he explained Rav Lozer Rav Shimon with two hanachas. Number one, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon. Again, Rav Lozer Rav Shimon's shita is that Ktsira So'imer has to be done Bizmana. How do I know that? Rabbi Yechzal explained, it's very simple. It's back of the envelope arithmetic. Because Rabbi Lozer Shimon holds two things. He holds that Ktsir Yisrael is Deicha Shabbos, and he holds like Rabbi Akiva, that only something that has to be done on Shabbos is Deicha Shabbos. So obviously it has to be done Bizmana, because otherwise it wouldn't be Deicha Shabbos. Right to Gemara. Rebbe holds Ktsir Yisrael doesn't have to be Bizmana. Doesn't he hold like Rabbi Akiva? It's his Rebbe's Rebbe. Doesn't he hold of that second anacha? Tainas the Gemara now. Yeah, he holds of the second anacha. He doesn't hold of the first anacha. Who said it's Teicha Shabbos? Maybe it's not Teicha Shabbos. If it's not Teicha Shabbos, you don't have the first. Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon is predicated on two anachas. It's Teicha Shabbos, and only something that has to be done bisman is Teicha Shabbos. Rabbi holds Ksiris Oimer is not Teicha Shabbos. If it's not Teicha Shabbos, then you have no raya that Ksiris Oimer has to be bisman. But the Gemara says, Veloy. Could Rebbe possibly hold that Ksiris Oimer is not Teicha Shabbos? And the Gemara is going to ask a whole bunch of questions that takes us till the end of the parak. For Hatanah, we learned in the Mishnah, the Chachamim Oimrim, Echad B'Shabbos, Echad B'Chol, Mishol Samerba. Whether the Kamenem was brought on Shabbos, was brought during the week, they used to start off with three Sayyim. You see, it was brought on Shabbos. It's just like a Rebbe. Maybe Rebbe doesn't hold it at Mishnah. The Chachamim Oimrim, another Mishnah, Echad Shabbos, Echad Chol, B'Shloisha, Kupais, B'Shalish, Magolais, there were three Kupais, three sickles. And that was true whether it was brought on Shabbos and Chol. So you see, it was brought on Shabbos. Like Rebbe. Rebbe doesn't hold that at Mishnah either. Another Mishnah, it said it was Shabbos Yom Elohim. Remember the Kehanim, they used to talk to the Tzibur, they got the Tzibur involved. They would say, Shabbos Zoo, this Shabbos, we should do it. So again, it was a Mefurish of Mishnah. It was like Rebbe. Again, maybe it's not like Rebbe. Now there's two dots here. Really, there shouldn't be two dots here. Because the Gemara is just continuing along, so you have to know why there's two dots. Nikta Bayoim, Kasha, V'Teicha Esa Shabbos. The Mishnah said clearly, if it's Nikta Bayoim, it's Kasha, and it's Teicha Shabbos. Now, here the Gemara already asks a whole festa Kasha. Man, Shabbos Leidam and Nixabayim Kasha. Who holds Nixabayim is Kasha? It's Rebbe. That's the Gemara we're learning now. Rebbe's the one that holds that the Ksira Soimer could be done even during the day. V'Ktani Teicha Esa Shabbos. My life Ksira. It says clearly it's Teicha Esa Shabbos. Doesn't it mean the Ksira is Teicha Shabbos? The Gemara says, no, Hakrava. Nikter by Yom Kosher, the Deicha Shabbos means the Hakrov is Deicha Shabbos. I will Ksira like, maybe the Ksira really is not Deicha Shabbos. But the Gemara says, is that true about Tanya? One final kasha. Rebbe Yoimer, Vaidabim Moshe, Meyadi Hashem, El Bnei Yisrael. We all know the pasuk. Matamud Loimer. So the Gemara gives a kachim spin to this pasuk. Visually, Laman Olam Tamud Pesach Hashem Meyadi. We know the carbon Tamud and the carbon Pesach are Deicha Shabbos, the Deicha Tumah. And the reason is because it says B'Mayadi, and we learn from there Vafilu B'Shabbos, B'Mayadi, Vafilu B'Tumah. You always bring up Bezman. It doesn't matter if this man is Shabbos. Doesn't matter if the state of the union is. That Klai Yisrael's Tameh, you always bring it b'mayadeh. Shair Kavanah Sibur, how do you know other Kavanah Sibur, Talmud Loimar, Eile Tasu L'Hashem b'mayadechem. And we learn from there, b'mayadechem is true for all Kavanah Sibur. Minayi l'rabbis Oimer, v'hakarev imoy, v'shtei halechem, v'hakarev imohem, meaning that pasuk of Eile Tasu L'Hashem b'mayadechem is a Parshas Pinchas. Parshas Pinchas talks, mentions almost all of the Kavanahs that were brought on Yontif, almost all of the Kavanah Sibur. But almost all, not all. What's not mentioned is the carbon oimer and the shtei halechem in its carbonos. So how do you know those carbonos that are not included in eile tasu l'Hashem b'mayadechem? And it doesn't say b'mayadeh. How do you know those carbonos are brought b'tumah and those carbonos are brought b'shabbos? Tamal loimi v'aydaber Moshe es mayadeh Hashem el b'nei Yisrael. This pasuk hakosiv kavam mayad l'kulon, that this halacha of mayad applies even to those two carbonos that the Torah doesn't specifically say mayad and are not even mentioned in Parshas Pinchas, thus not included in eile tasu l'Hashem b'mayadechem. So you have a brayso over here that says that the shtei halechem and the carbon oimer were doicha Shabbos and doicha Tumas. Oktogemar lamai. What part of the carbon oimer are we discussing? Ilei mila krava. Are we discussing that krava? Shtei alechem and akrava ninu. It mentions the carbon oimer together with the shtei alechem. The shtei alechem, there was no akrava. And even though we spoke out for Rabbi Yosef Engel and the Zohar HaKadosh and Parshas Tetzava, but of course, that's all in the world of drush. It's mala olav akasov as if there's akrava. Really, there was no akrava, so there was no chil Shabbos taking place. So obviously, when we have a pasuk that tells me that the shtei alechem can be brought on Shabbos, we don't mean physically putting it on the mizbech. Ela pshita, says the Gemara. It's so poshut, it's so obvious that we mean the preparation of the shtei alechem, such as the tchina, grinding the wheat, the harkada, and being mirakid, or the kavasak, if that's the case, l'chura, just to keep it parallel, you would think by the carbon, I mean, when we say it's Teicha Shabbos, we mean the ktsira, the kadach yes ha-shabbos, and you see clearly that it's Teicha Shabbos, so it's mefurish, therefore, that ktsira sa'omer is Teicha Shabbos. Again, another braisa that says ktsira sa'omer is Teicha Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, elo oimer la'akrava, really, when the braisa says that the oimer is Teicha Shabbos, what it means is that you could be makriv the carbon oimer on Shabbos, the shtei halechem la'afia, and the shtei halechem, what it means is that you could be oifa the shtei halechem on Shabbos. And in fact, you can't do the tchina on Shabbos, and you can't be merakid on Shabbos. And why would you not be able to do the tchina and the merakid? Because that's not something you have to do on Shabbos. And if it's not something you have to do on Shabbos, you can't do it. But the afia, that
that's something you do have to do on Shabbos, and that's what we mean here. Because so Rebbe, Tana Mekadosh. Rebbe holds that the Tana was Mekadosh the Shtei Alechen. Is he offer le me'esmol if you're going to bake it before Shabbos, if so labelino. Because once it gets Kedushas Akuf, now it's already subject to Psolino. So it's for that reason that fear of the Shtei Alechen was done on Shabbos, and that Krova of the Kohen Oimer was done on Shabbos. You have no right that the Ksiris Oimer was able to be done on Shabbos. But the Gemara says, Vesavir Rebbe, Tana Mekadosh, does Rebbe hold that the baking of the Shtei Alechem is what was Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem? But Tanya, we learned in a Braisa, Kivsei Atzeres Ei Mekadosh Nes Alechem Ela B'Shchita, the way the Lechem got Kedusha was from the Shchita of the Kivsei Atzeres. That's related to the Zika that existed between the Kivsei Atzeres and the Shtei Alechem. And when the Shchita was done with the Kivsei Atzeres, the Shtei Alechem got Kedusha. Keitzad, Shachtan L'Shman V'Zarachtan Shalei L'Shman. If the Shchita was done L'Shma and the Zerika was done L'Shma, that's wonderful. Kidesh Alechem. Shachtan Shalei L'Shman V'Zarachtan Shalei L'Shma. What if the Shchita and the Zerika of the Kifsei Atzeres was done Shalei L'Shma like Kiddush Alechem, because it was a bad Shchita, it was a bad Zerika, so the Lechem doesn't get Kedusha. Shachton L'Shman V'Zarek Dom Shalei. What if the Shchita was done L'Shma and the Zerika was done Shalei L'Shma? HaLechem Kaddish V'Ena Kaddish, the Rebbe. That's a quasi-Kedusha. What's Rebbe Shimon Omer? Lo'ilam V'Ena Kaddish Ad Sheyishcha L'Shma V'Zulam L'Shma. No, if it was Shwam was L'Shma not, then it's not good. You need Shchita and Zerika L'Shma. But the bottom line is, what gave the Lechem the Kedusha? It was the Shchita, and maybe the Shchita and the Zrika. And therefore it even had to be done L'Shma, because if it was not Shalei L'Shma, the Lechem never got Kedusha. So how could you tell me that Rebbe holds that the Afia was Mekadosh the Shtei Alechem? And when we say that the Shtei Alechem is Doicha Shabbos, we don't mean the Hechsher that you could have done before Shabbos. What we mean is the Afia that had to be done on Shabbos, because if it wasn't done Mizmane, it would have been possible, you know. As if to say that Afia was Mekadosh, Rebbe holds that Afia wasn't Mekadosh, because even after it was baked, you see it relied on the Shchita. Amar Rav Nachman ben Yitzchak, Hukvu lai Hukvu kamar. Two separate things. The Kedusha itself that was related to the Afia. And it's for that reason the Afia had to be done on Shabbos. But when we say that the Shchita of the Kifsei Atzeres was Mekadosh the Lechem, we mean that it created the Zika. It was Kaveyet that now these two are together. So for example, if the Lechem became Pasul, now you'd have to bring new Kifsei Atzeres. Some of the sugyas, of some of the difficult sugyas of earlier Daphin, these things related only once the Shchita was done. Hadron Allah, Rabbi Yishmael. So just to end with one light ha'ara, with, maybe we'll speak about this tomorrow. We'll end here.